Lesson 4A. Exercises 9, 10 and 11. 1.
I live in quite an unusual home. It's a houseboat on the River Thames. My mum and dad are quite arty and alternative, and they decided a few years ago to sell their house in Oxford and buy a houseboat. A houseboat is also so much cheaper than a house. They managed to get one for £20,000, which is amazingly cheap. Mind you, it was in a pretty poor state and needed some work doing on it, but they managed to do that fairly cheaply too. When I tell people I live on a houseboat, they usually think it's far away, in the middle of the countryside. But in fact, the boat is parked on the canal in Oxford. Unfortunately, there aren't any spaces for boats near the centre, but we're still in the city.
2.
I live in a block of flats on the outskirts of Prague. The flat is quite spacious and has got 3 bedrooms, a dining room, living room, bathroom and toilet. What I like best about it is the balcony. You reach it through some glass sliding doors from the living room. We're on the 8th floor, so we can see right across the city, which is fantastic. The block has a garden that we share with all the other residents, but it would be nice to have a garden of our own. Unfortunately, my parents don't earn much money, so we can't afford to move anywhere better.
3.
We lived in Florence for many years in a flat, but we recently moved to the country. The flat was quite cramped compared to our new house, which is an old farmhouse. There aren't many people living nearby. Our nearest neighbour is a 5-minute walk away, and it's a couple of kilometres to the nearest town. Although the countryside round here is lovely, the views aren't great from the house, as it's surrounded by trees. But it's a very spacious house, beautifully restored by the previous owners, so it wasn't cheap. It has 6 bedrooms, so I don't have to share with my sister anymore. All in all, it's not a bad place to live, but I miss the excitement of city life.
4.
We live in a terraced house in Boston. We've been living here for about a month now. It's a lovely house, quite old. My parents bought it from an old lady who lived here for 40 years. During that time, she didn't really modernize it. It's in good condition, but the decor is very old-fashioned. My parents want to create a much more contemporary look and are going to spend quite a bit of money on it until they've got it how they want it. They also need to insulate the roof so we don't waste any energy. I think they're going to start in the next month or two.